Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. Congratulations to the winners of the Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce Snowman Contest. The snowmen were all entered at the park this year, and the voting this year was done by popular vote, and people could get on and vote for their favorite snowman. It was quite a heated contest, but Jelly Bean came out with in first place, followed by Farrell Hospital Clinic, and third went to Ike Hardware. All of the snowmen were very cute, and we appreciate everyone who participated in this contest. Hamilton County Farm Bureau will hold their annual dinner at Piopolis on January 18th at 6 p.m. Just contact the Hamilton County Farm Bureau office for your ticket. As always, it will be great food, great fellowship, and great prizes. The food will be the traditional meal of fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and gravy, the Piopolis ladies' fancy dressing, green beans, slaw, and all homemade desserts. Contact the Farm Bureau office to get your complimentary tickets. 4-H and HCE will partner to hold their annual Cabin Fever Day on January 20th in the courthouse basement. We will be making veterans blankets, Valentines for veterans, and several crafts made out of old men's neckties. Several were donated, so we came up with some ideas to make crafts. This is open to the public and is a way for adults and kids to work together. This will start at 9 a.m. and will conclude with lunch around noon. Make plans to attend. You do not need any special skills, but all help would be appreciated. As I said, we will be working on the veterans blanket. 4-H and HCE continue to work towards our goal of 100 blanket throws to donate to the Spring Honor Flight. If you would like to donate fabric of red, white, or blue, or patriotic prints, please do so. If you would rather work on one from home, from your own home, we have some made up that you can pick up and just take home that just need tied and bound. We also will take financial donations to help supply the fabric and the supplies to make these blankets. This will be our second year to complete 100 blankets for the Spring Honor Flight. The Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce Annual Food and Brew is scheduled for March 1st at the Big Red Barn in McLeansboro. Tickets are on sale now at People's National Bank or Banterra Bank, or you can order online at the Hamilton County Chamber webpage, hamcochamber.org. This is always a great time with several vendors and brewers already committed to attend. Remember, March 1 at the Big Red Barn. 4-H Moments That Matter Photography Contest is open to 4-H youth ages 8 to 18. Pictures will be submitted from January 6th to February 3rd. Winners will be announced on March 3rd. This is a great way to capture photos of your friends, family, landscape. There will be different categories with different prizes for different age groups. So get ready to snap, submit, and share your 4-H story. Congratulations to our 2024 Food Advocacy Grant recipients. There were 26 applications submitted to the state 4-H office, with 14 selected, including one of our own Hamilton County 4-H members. Shiloh Willis, a member from the Funny Farmers 4-H Club, submitted a winning proposal for $1,000 to help supply food and snacks to the Fox's Free Boutique. This small boutique will include clothing, shoes, personal hygiene items, products, as well as all healthy snacks. This is open to the free to all high school students, as they can come in and shop for items that they would like. The Fox's Free Pantry is the food portion of this, and that is what the 4-H funds will be going to supply. But they are also taking donations for other things such as food and clothing that would be appropriate for high school students. This is a way to let all high school students feel like if they need something, they can come in, just shop, and get what they need, even if they don't have the money to afford it. Or even if they do, they can just pick what they would like anyway. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.